This is Red 42 Radio, the most exciting, hard-hitting, and controversial hour in talk radio. And here are your hosts, two Southern boys from metropolitan New York City, Peter Scoop Stanton and Jim Lancia.
The police in New York City chased a boy right through the park in a place of mistaken identity. Put a bullet through his heart.
I love that song.
Hey, so Pete, you
on? No, Pete pulled out, man. He was stuck with liquor and a potato in his mouth or something. I couldn't make it out, so you got Jay today.
All right, okay. Well, welcome to Red 42 Radio. I'm here with Jay again since we had him on last week. We're honored to have him on again, an active duty police officer who I work with a lot. And okay, so Jay, it's me and you. I guess Pete isn't over that explosive diarrhea. Maybe he's got irritable bowel now. Who knows? Or he's going to CPAC or something. You know, one of those things. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing pretty good, man. You know, I got to have a Southern boy representing, man. You Yankee cops, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, well, we gotta have a Southern boy on once in a while. You know, would even it out a little bit. We don't want to lose our good old boys. You know, they may get tired of this stupid New York accent. I don't blame you. Okay, let's get down to business. Last week we had a great show, not just because Pete wasn't on, but because we really got into some serious stuff. Let's get back into it again. It looks like the major news is going to be that Florida shooting, and not just the shooting, but the repercussions, the usual spin, the usual, let's go after legal guns, let's do this, let's do that. And it's just very frustrating, and we're going to get into that. Jay, let's start off with what you think after a week now, roughly a week, what you think this is being turned into right now regarding all the fallout from that shooting.
One thing I could say, the exploitation of holding these kids up and, you know, having them scream on television that we need gun control and starting these organizations, everybody knows that that's leftist political money that's doing this. It's really disturbing. It's really low. It's really low. And anybody with any sense knows, there's a reason why you listen to elders and you don't necessarily listen to kids, because when you're young, you're dumb and you don't know what's going on. You have to learn what's happening. And only the left
right.
likes to push this idea.
Right. That's what bothers me. I got to be honest with you. Okay. Tragic or not, there's lots of tragedies in this country every year. Okay. But I'm not going to lessen one or put one over another. But to see people that aren't even voting age going to the White House, sitting there and putting their spiel about gun control when you can't even vote, and if they're being treated like dignitaries or something. I'm sorry, but you know what? No, it doesn't sit well with an adult, and I just don't feel that this one shooting is any worse than any of the others, okay? And I'm sorry, but I'm not going to fall into the same crap. I mean, anybody who has an idea about this, whether it's an agenda behind it or whether there's crisis actors used or not, we have a right to question the narrative that the usual suspects like CNN and NBC are putting out, especially after we know they're lying. But for Marco Rubio in Florida to say anybody who thinks there's crisis actors being used is a disgusting jerk or whatever, he tweeted it out. What a moron. Did you see that tweet, Jay?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, it's typical. These Republicans, they're not on your side. They're not on your side. They just think they are, but they're just playing the game. You know, that, you know, they're just worried about conserving their money in their political office. They're not in this to actually do any good. And they roll over on us first chance they get every time.
Yeah, and what's starting to bother me again is just the threat of every time some nutbag does something, whether it's a real, just a real crazy dude or a criminal or a false flag, every time it happens, instead of going after the actual criminal, the actual crime, it's immediately after legal guns. It's absolutely mind-boggling. Let's put it this way. I'm going to make a racial spin out of this. I believe guys like Rubio and all these guys are racist. Do you want to know why, Jay? Because in black neighborhoods, you have multiple shootings going on just about every day. And oh, where's all the white liberals screaming for gun control after those events, right? So you, not that there's probably any black people listening to this show, but if you are, why don't you start screaming about it and saying, hey, what is it, only when mostly white kids in a neighborhood in Florida or something else get shot up that they want to call for drastic change? You get what I'm saying there, Jay?
Oh, I definitely get what you're saying. And, you know, for anybody that hasn't listened to, you know, me and James's earlier shows on YouTube where we went into gun control, you know, maybe we should take a second and let them know our opinion on this. We're not just going to sit here and say that, oh, yeah, you know, every citizen should have guns, the right to protect themselves. We're one of the only guys that talk about, we want to see the repealing of gun laws. We want to see more freedom and more firearms in the hands of good people in our cities, towns, and states. We want authority back in citizens' hands. Every cop out there should feel like the citizen can be backup to them. And, you know, just like Joe Arpaio did with his, you know, armed, you know, he had his own group of armed, just regular citizens that if something went wrong, you know, they could back him up. You know, if I was sheriff of the town, or I can tell you what, Chief Lancia's town would, you'd be happy when the cops show up because that means maybe you have a chance. And in a town that we would run, if we showed up, it would be the citizens you really need to fear, because by the time we get there, we're probably just making chalk outlines because the citizen took care of you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, man. You know, we have a Second Amendment for a reason, and everybody knows what that is. But right now, the fact that things are getting so dangerous where, you know, every time something like this happens, they go after a legal gun owner or the legal gun ownership is just, it's agenda driven. They're talking about anybody who questions that, they're calling conspiracy theorists. Yet, I believe they're doing the conspiracies. They're creating these things, or they're taking advantage of these things and using it to go after what they really want to do. They want to disarm the good people of America. And as cops, I've been retired for a long time now. Jay is active. As cops, any good cop will tell you that when it comes to defending your home and your person and your family, the only person that can do it is yourself, to a degree where you would feel like you can immediately respond to a threat. A cop's just not going to be there all the time. I mean, the fact that cops are out there protecting you in lots of different ways is true. But when it comes to protecting your person and your family and your home at night, you got to do it yourself with an armed population. We got a break coming up. We'll come back and we'll keep talking about this in a little while. All right, Jay, hold on.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
We're back with Red 42. Here's Coop Stanton and Jim Lancia.
All right. Red 42 is back. Jim Lancia and my special guest, Jay. Okay, we're gonna continue the discussion about gun control and a lot of what these false flags, aka mass shootings, are bringing up to into the news here. Okay, so for the audience, we are both. I'm a retired law enforcement, and Jay is active. We are both very much pro Second Amendment, and we understand probably more than most Americans why you need it, why it's important, and why it's at the forefront constantly on the left and some of the right to be eroded, and they're doing that for a reason. And we're not going to get into that right now, but we're going to talk about how they're going about it, and it's really frustrating, and it should frustrate people whether they're going after the. I didn't even know what a bump stock was until maybe a year ago. So it's not about that. It's about the constant pecking away at attachments or magazines or capacity that's going to render a legal firearm illegal just by having an attachment to it. Jay, what do you think about that?
It's really disturbing, and it's really fishy too, because Trump has supposedly informed the DOJ, which that'll flow down to the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms guys, to change things within the law, which I don't think they're going to vote on, to outlaw these bump stocks. Now, if anybody's ever used one, man, they rattle like hell. You know, they're not all that accurate when you know, because they're the whole damn gun's moving around. Anybody knows about firearms, so that's just beating all over the place. And they were like a gimmick thing to throw out there. And it just there's something about it. It's just so off to me. And last time we were on, I talked about how there's a lot of suspicious stockbroking activity that went on during the Obama time when all those mass shootings were happening. Gun companies made more money than they ever have in the entire history of gun companies, and they never passed any type of gun control when the Democrats had the best chance to do it. But every time they would stir everything up, we would go out and buy a bunch of guns and ammo. They would make tons of money. They end up finding out that gun companies in America don't compete with each other. They're pretty much all owned by two major conglomerates. And there's a lot of really suspicious things that go on to that. I won't dragged us off in that direction. But
right.
the answer to this is more guns for the citizens and more freedom for the citizens to act. Cops aren't always going to be there. The best chance that the best chance a victim has of stopping a crime is him himself being able to do it. Him himself feeling empowered and having the ability and the knowledge to do it. And that's what cops should be teaching citizens.
Right. And also the fact that the criminal needs to know that there's a threat that the law-abiding citizen will be armed. Believe me, that protects you more than you know, people. As a cop, I also know that what's keeping these criminals out of your house at night are not really alarm systems or locks. It's the fact that they may get their asses shot by someone with a shotgun in the house or a pistol. So that's what scares them, people. Guns scare criminals. Trust me, they run when you shoot at them, okay? So that's your real protection. And we don't need to tell you that, but that's a fact. It's a fact. Okay, so it's not, and what we're saying here is a lot of these legislators who have the control of maybe even legislating gun rights away actually hold stocks in gun manufacturing. And it's not that they're not trying to take the guns away from you, but they actually want to make money while they're doing it. These are bad people. We know that. So the left-right thing, please, people, this is the most red-pilled radio show you're ever going to listen to. And that's a fact. You get nothing but the truth here, whether you like the truth or not. We may mess around sometime, but we'll tell you when we're messing around. But the truth is the truth, and that's the way we're going to put it out. Now, okay, so a little bit more about this Florida shooting. We only get information that's fed to us. And when you see it come from the mainstream, any moron who watches whether the CNN spin off on it or anything else, any moron who watches the news has to see there's something wrong with what's going on. And just the fact that they even said, oh, after the Mandalay Bay shooting, they want to ban the bump stocks, as if the bump stocks were even used at the Mandalay Bay shooting. I mean, really, after all we know about that, we're still trying to think that, oh, if you ban bump stocks, all of a sudden something like that won't happen? Oh, my God. I mean, it's just so stupid, people. It's almost stupid to talk about it. I really want to believe America's smarter than that, but I don't think it is. I'm sorry. I don't think it is. You know, so again, they want to take away the guns slowly but surely. But in the meantime, they don't even have to take away the Second Amendment. All they have to do is make every attachment or every part of a gun illegal. And then you can't even use it in self-defense or you become a felon, even though they're not even prosecuting a lot of the gun crimes that these thugs, whether they're in Chicago or anywhere else, are committing. Jay, do you have anything offhand that you can inform the public on how some of these thugs aren't even being charged when they have illegal guns? How about that guy from Charlottesville, that black dude? Remember you told me that let's tell the public just how concerned our legal system is on limiting gun violence and illegal gun ownership. Why don't you inform them a little bit, Jay?
Okay, well, anybody who wants to look into it, you know, there's a bunch of guys right now that are sitting in jail on federal civil rights violation charges that were at that Charlottesville event. Christopher Cantwell was one of them. He got bonded out, but there's several others in there. It had to do with this black gentleman that was running around, and he was, you could see him on tape. He was throwing freaking rocks at people. He was starting, he was just being a holy terror running around there. And these white guys, they defended themselves. They waited for him to get there. They started the fight. They defended themselves. Well, warrants went out and they went and arrested these guys. And these guys are in on no bond. And, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen individuals, especially black individuals, commit some heinous crimes, shoot people, beat people half to death. Those guys get $10,000 bonds. They're out 24 hours. Happens all the time. And these guys get mandatory no bonds. They can't go anywhere. Well, about a month and a half ago, this same black individual that this supposed victim was caught running around with marijuana and an AR-15 in the back of his car. I don't know what Virginia laws are, but I know in my area, if you get caught with a firearm and you're caught with drugs, that's a big deal. That upcharge it to a felony, that's a major crime. Some of those are punishable, but some of those have prerequisites that a mandatory minimum sentence is associated. Well, this is what they did. They ended up dropping the marijuana charge. They threw that out, and they gave him a misdemeanor gun charge. So he was back out, paid a fine, and he's loose. And this is a guy that's constantly in and out of jail, constantly causing problems. And it goes to show you that the hypocrisy of it, that these leftist Black Lives Matter guys, they're their little pets. They're their little pets running around. And another big way they take away your gun rights is they make you too scared to exercise them. You know, this might sound controversial, but the whole Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin thing, to me, that wasn't really about racism. That wasn't the problem. What the problem there was Zimmerman, who his neighborhood had been hit on several occasions. He's running this neighborhood association watch out there with all these other people. They're getting car burglaries. All these things are happening. Well, every time they would see something, the cops will tell them, well, be a good little witness. You don't get out of your car, do anything. Don't act. You don't have authority. You don't do anything. You just watch these guys and call us up. So every time he would call, you know, Black guys would take and they would walk between the buildings. They knew the freaking guys like Zimmerman couldn't get out of their cars, and they would lose them. By the time the cops get there, that break coming up, Red 42, we'll be back with it.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's K-O-S-C-H-E-R-T-I-F-I-E-D.com.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
We'll be right back.
We're back, and so are you. You're listening to Red 42 on Liberty News Radio.
All right, we're back. I'm with my brother in blue, Jay. He's actively out there. Jay, do you want to finish off what you were talking about, or do you want to move on to something else?
I'll finish the point real fast. What I was saying was the shooting involving Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman wasn't really about race. The big case, the case that never should have went to trial, that he shouldn't even have been arrested. It was a good shoot all day long. Everybody knew it. But the reason why that happened wasn't about creating a big race issue. It was making people scared to exercise their First Amendment rights, because Zimmerman figured it out. He keeps running off, and it takes minutes for the cops to get there. And so these guys kept getting away. Well, finally, Zimmerman says, well, I'm allowed to walk between these neighborhoods. Everybody in here knows me, so I'm going to follow this kid till the cops get here. But when Trayvon Martin realized, uh-oh, this means the cops are going to show up, and he'll get netted for a loitering and prowling charge, he starts beating the crap out of Zimmerman. And Zimmerman had a responsibility to act, because if he would not have, then that gun that he had on him could have ended up in Trayvon Martin's possession. And let's just take a guess where that would have probably ended. So Zimmerman shot him. Cops researched it. They looked at it. And everybody knows it was a good shoot. But the reason why it went to trial was to make you scared to exercise your rights, to make you scared to get involved. If anybody wants to understand more, go on YouTube and look up something called DITCA, D-I-T-C-A. I think that's it. Anyway, it stands for Do Not Interfere, Call the Authorities. DITCA, the insanity of our times. And you'll understand exactly where we are. They don't want you feeling the authority to act. And that's just another way, like you were saying, James.
Well, Jay, let me add to that. Not only are they doing it to private citizens and making you afraid to act to defend yourself, but they're doing it to cops. All the racism claims, all the depolicing, every time a cop has to use force, and 99.99% of the times it's justified. If the public only knew how many times cops held their fire, they would be astonished. And the fact that when they do, it's becoming a race issue now, or a police overuse of force issue, is part of the creation of getting cops to be afraid to respond to, or maybe responding late. So now you got the citizenry not wanting to defend themselves or hesitating, and you got the cops doing it because there's going to be, you know, indictments for whatever coming up on. So there you go. You render. What's that noise back there?
It's Scoop Stanton at CPAC. Hey, Jim, it's Jay. It's Scoop Stanton at CPAC. I'm trying to get in, but...
Really? All right. How's that diarrhea going?
Well, for some reason, my apologies. I was not able to come on Red 42 due to a medical issue. But some way, somehow, Jim found out, and I didn't talk to Jim. So, anyways, I'm doing better. Thank you.
Okay, so you're at CPAC right now. They actually let you in there?
No, I'm waiting to hear back for my media credentials. They didn't say why they denied me media credentials. As you know, I'm talking on a FCC licensed radio show. But you know, anybody else that come in with a blog or something, you know, they come on in. But I guess they're scared to hear real news. So I should hear back in a little bit. Hopefully, by tomorrow I'll call on Liberty Roundtable and find out what the deal is.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We got the one of the few real truthful radio stations out there, and I guess they don't want to hear it anymore. Everybody knows that. But hey, at least you're trying. So anything, what else is going on out there in D.C., man?
Well, as you know, yesterday there was a shooting of a police officer, Corporal Muhadid Ramazidin. I know I butchered it, but been to watch yesterday was February the 21st. This poor guy wasn't even at work, was off duty. neighbors was having a domestic, guy's beating up on the girl, and the girl knows that her neighbor's a police officer. So she goes over for help, and Corporal Ramsden came to her aid, got between the perpetrator and the victim, and the perp pulled a shotgun, shot and killed Corporal Ramsden, and then took his service weapon and then jumped on Route 10 to get away from Prince George's Finest. Now, I'm sure you guys here, both of you guys, if you ever heard Officer Down, whatever you're doing, no matter where it is, you're going to be going pedal to the metal to where the situation's at. So, unfortunately, he passed away, but luckily his killer, he got the worst end of the stick, too. So that's what's going on. I'm sitting here at CPAC. They put the building in lockdown because Vice President Mike Pence came to speak. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to see him because I was outside looking in. So hopefully I'll get some media credentials and be able to talk to some other people because they were kind of silly walking around not doing anything.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, at least you're trying to get in there. Let us know what's going on with that. And just to let everybody know, Scoop will come in with end of watch news from our brothers in law enforcement out there. We want you guys to know that we're on your side, man. And if you're a good cop, we're on your side and we're your voice. So, you know, listen to the show, spread it around. And this is probably the only radio show in the country that will have your back. And, you know, we're going to continue to have your back and we're going to point out the good and bad. So Scoop, are you going to hang in or we're going to, is this going to be me and Jay? What are you going to do?
No, I can hang in. We'll do some listener mail. Talk about still talk about shooting. Did you guys talk about the lack of response when law enforcement was shot and killed?
No.
Which one?
Well, because last week we had three officers killed in line of duty in 3 days in Ohio, and Paul Bauer, commander of the 18th District in Chicago, Illinois. All three of them were killed by felons that should not have firearms. And there was no outcry from the left, no outcry from the media. You know, they just said, these two officers in Westerville, Ohio were shot and killed. Commander Paul Bauer, again, off duty, just had me in the wrong place at the wrong time, shot and killed by some 10-time felon. And no call for more gun control, even though Chicago, Illinois is on lockdown for firearms. You cannot legally possess a firearm within the city limits of Chicago, Illinois, unless you get a executive order from Donald J. Trump. Meanwhile, yeah. Over in New York, you have Chuck Schumer. He's always calling for grabbing guns. But, again, he was silent when Officers Lou, Ramos, Familia, Sergeant Tizzolo, Randolph Holder and Officer Moore were all shot and killed by people who should not have guns in the first place.
It's like we've been saying, Pete. We all know that they don't want to go after criminals with guns. We were just talking about it before you got on. That Jay was just explaining how they're not prosecuting gun crimes when they could, when they have known criminals with guns, whether they're illegal or not. They're not prosecuting a lot of this stuff. So people got to know that. And they don't care about the gun crime. They probably wish it was higher. It's just that they want to go after the legal guns in any way they can. That's why this Florida shooting, the Mandalay Bay, all these other shootings are all used and propagandized by the mainstream media and politics to slowly eat away our Second Amendment. They don't care about the American people. We got to start realizing that. That's why the hypocrisy is beyond belief. Go ahead.
I know they just care about themselves. And what's funny is that you got the government buildings; they're all armed by private security. But we can't have private security in the schools, or just have school resource officers armed. Because my kids go to public schools, unfortunately, so I don't want somebody with a firearm that knows how to use it that's trained to stop the threat. Because schools are a soft target. I mean, just like that nightclub in Florida was a soft target. Nobody's calling about gun control in at the nightclub where 40-something people were killed. You know, just having a good time. It's just hypocrisy. And you know, supposedly children are future, children are this, children are that. But you know, we can't have guns in school. We can't have armed security officers. We can't have armed police in schools. We'll have these unarmed, pin down our security.
I think we're rolling into a break, guys. I don't know if you can hear it, Pete. I think it's coming on.
All right, we'll be right back with Red 42. This is Scoop Stanton at CPAC. Check us out, red42.org.
First time I ever truly took a drink was the summer before my freshman year of high school.
When I was 12, I went to a party, and everybody was drinking, and so I just grabbed me a beer and started drinking.
The first time I drank, you know, it was fun. Find a game, see if we can do it without getting caught. But I didn't know that I was going to wind up more.
I wasn't drinking beer. It took too long to get drunk, and I didn't like the taste very well.
You know, it got to the point where I was drinking so much, I was getting bored with the feeling. I was getting bored with the buzz.
That's all that goes through your head is, when am I going to get wasted again?
You know, I started in slowly, you know, with pot. Then you just slowly move up the scale. It's the typical story of a drug user.
Beer's the easiest thing for teenagers to get, and so they take one beer, which is like your first step.
Don't even do it. It's not worth it. Take it from somebody who knows.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Once again, here's the potato and the pasta. I mean, Opie and Anthony. I mean, here's Jim and Scoop.
Hey, okay, Pete, I was about to do the intro. Go ahead, Jim. Take it away.
No, I was just going to say it's tough. All right, good. Everybody's here. Okay. So we got our last segment here. Now, Pete's trying to get into CPAC. I guess once they found out who he was, they're a bit blocking him from coming in. But you got in there last year, didn't you, Pete?
I got in there 2017, 2016, and even 2015. I mean, in 2016, I brought my infant son with me, and he was a hit. Of course, he's a better hit than me because nobody wants to talk to some, you know, that fat drunk slob. But anyways, so I'm waiting outside the CPAC media table. Hopefully, by the grace of God, I can get in. But you know, this is ridiculous. You know, I got my own radio show on a radio network. I've been to Charlottesville. I've been to CPAC. We've been to GOP convention. We've been to Trump rallies. I've been to Obama rallies, but as a protester, member of the media. I mean, we did breaking news, but anyways, they're afraid to hear the truth. You know, we're not going to sit there and say, Ted Cruz is great, John Bolton's great, and this person's great. No. Say, you know, y'all suck. But I'm also here, truth be told, I'm also here to look at the very, very attractive women. So if anything, come to CPAC for the hotties. Jim?
Yeah, I hope your wife's listening. So Jay, listen, I just want to let everybody know that, you know, we are pro-law enforcement here, but we are not pro-police state, which is where we are headed to, a police state, okay? And that's what they want. That's why they're going after the Second Amendment and free speech. Now, the free speech thing is absolutely out of control. Why Google could control, with a monopoly, just about most of what we use as free speech is beyond me. I mean, I thought there was supposed to be antitrust laws as far as monopolies, but they do hold a monopoly. Jay, what do you think about what's going on with our free speech and the avenues we use and how they're controlled? Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, I'm going to put it from the cop perspective. If you're a white cop, you don't have free speech. You're not allowed to get out there and give your opinion. I'm going to bring up an incident that recently happened in Mississippi where some guys showed up, some Confederate flag supporting guys. They showed up to this civil rights museum in Mississippi and decided they were going to stand out in front of it and take some photographs. Well, I don't know if it was an off-duty black cop or I don't know if he was there off-duty or on-duty, but he gets up there, and I guess he makes up a joke or something, like he grabs the guy's flag. And there's a video on Facebook. You can watch it. But he did do something inappropriate. But the thing that gets me is his opinion on it. You can tell right away. Well, he gets fired that day, and then in less than 24 hours, they rehire him and apologize for firing him. And I'm just sitting there looking at it. And if you put in the last month alone, there's five. On Google, I'm sure there's more, but I came up with five right away where cops, white cops, were getting fired left and right for just giving their opinions and telling the truth on things that are going on. Nothing nowhere near it. And I'm not saying there's not a black cop out there that gets in trouble for saying something racist, but it's the white cops that get in trouble the most. You're not allowed to have an opinion. You're not allowed to have free speech rights. And it really irritates me, and it's a big thing of what we do here is, you know, there's some cop out there that's happened. There's somebody listening that, you know, a cop that recently got fired for, you know, some terrible racist accusation. This is the kind of place he could come and get his side of the story, and we will support his side of the story. And, you know, it's funny. They let these letting these black criminals go on charges, you know, when they could really be charging the heck out of them. They're giving them free sweetheart deals. But, boy, they'll throw the book in the kitchen sink and everything they got to go after some white guy that uses a gun to defend themselves. From what I can tell, the government's not scared or nervous about black criminals at all. They're not worried about that one bit. But they seem to have this real inherent fear of white Christian men with firearms and the courage to feel like, well, I don't need to wait for a permission slip. If I see something wrong happening in front of me, I'm going to act and stop it. And that seems to really scare the crap out of them.
Well, it's true, Jay. And the thing is in reality, if you're not prepared to defend yourself, you could end up dead. And it's that serious. And we know that every country that's disarmed its citizenry has always increased, have always seen an increase in crime and violent crime. And again, you're not going to even get the real truth because the media, of course, will not tell you the real truth. So these things are happening, people, but you're not going to see it because they're lying. And we all know, even according to the president, that the media lies about everything. Now, I think before the show ends, I'd like to get the opinion from both of you guys. I don't like Trump even giving the time that he's giving to these school shooting kids. We already talked about it. I don't care how controversial it is. I don't think it's any different than any other mass shooting. And I don't like less than 18-year-olds going into the White House demanding anything, okay? And I don't like the fact that Trump has even mentioned banning anything by executive order. And am I wrong that he said he was considering banning the bump stock or anything else by executive order? Pete, you go first.
Yes, definitely, because, again, the executive order is not just to put laws out there. It's to enforce the laws or procedures or whatever Congress puts into law. It's to help enforce that or help it see its way through. Like the executive orders Trump signed on Inauguration Day, that's for laws already on the books or law subject to interpretation. You can't just go out and say, oh, I want to ban this. I want to ban blue cars. You can't do that. Jake?
Yeah, so it's a dangerous precedent to set. Okay, you got some background noise, Pete. Try to block that out. Jay, what do you think about any possible use of an executive order circumventing Congress to change anything in our Second Amendment? Go ahead.
I'll tell you exactly what I think about it. Sounds like treason to me.
Yeah.
I'm done with these guys. I'm sick of it. I mean, how long are we going to keep going on with this, ladies and gentlemen? Are we surprised? I'm not surprised one bit. Of course I don't like it. I don't like it at all, but that's what they do. That's what they're going to do. I believe they'll do it. I believe they'll do it, and I'll think twice about it. And, you know, we just got to decide, ladies and gentlemen, when we've had enough. Have you had enough yet?
So we have Obama, who was, like, the most treasonous president ever. For 8 years, we had all those mass shootings under him, and not too much changed into the Second Amendment. Some things did, but you also had a lot of positive things happen with the Second Amendment, like a lot of constitutional carry states. But under Trump, who says he's pro-Second Amendment, he's already threatening to buckle over and roll over and die for the media, for the left because of a mass shooting that could be a false flag, you know, whether real or not. It doesn't matter. If this thing happens, again, tragic, let me get that out, tragic, but not something that should change our fundamental rights. Otherwise, they can create any scenario they want and take away every right we have based on a scenario, whether real or contrived. So this is why Trump's been bothering me. I mean, listen, I was pro-Trump in the beginning, but ever since he said, you know, he wanted to lock Hillary up, then the first day in office, he said, Hillary served her country well, and she did a good job. My God, how can you go from lock her up to she served her country well? I mean, you either have to be a fantastic liar or a fantastic idiot. So please, this isn't about, oh, well, Trump's better than Hillary. He is. He's better than Obama. But if we're going to be led into the same trap, it doesn't matter who leads us there. Go ahead. Go ahead, whoever wants to ask a question. Somebody talk. Pete, are you there?
Yeah, well, go ahead, Pete. Go ahead, man.
All right, he's not there. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, we lost Pete? Okay. Yeah, I'm with you 100% on it. I look at it, and I'm fed up with it. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about, just like I'm critical of this, I don't like the idea that we teach people to be good little witnesses. I don't like that at all. I think we should teach people to be Americans, be good Christians with the moral right, wrong. If it's wrong, you need to feel like you're empowered enough to go do something about it. If you see a felony or a crime happening in front of you, you need to feel like, hey, you know what? I can go get involved in that, and I can try to stop that. And if something goes wrong, I'll have my protection of local law enforcement. Just like law enforcement gets that clause that keeps us you know, it's almost an immunity thing that, you know, if we act in the best knowledge, I can't think of the word right now, but if we act with the best intentions and with the knowledge at hand, and it turns out we were wrong about something, we're protected. Well, that protection needs to be passed on to citizens. I don't think you should be a good little witness. I think you should be a good person and act on that authority, and we should encourage it. And when somebody does it, we should celebrate them. We should bring them downtown and give them medals and stuff. It's emasculation. Everybody needs a permission slip to get something done. It's absolutely ridiculous and needs to stop.
All right. Well, that's a good way to end it. And that's another episode of Red 42. Listen and keep us going. All right, people? We'll see you next week.
This is James Edwards for Red 42 Radio, reminding those patrolling the streets and the jails to be careful, be safe, take care of each other, and come home at the end of the night. So long, everybody.